listeners. Here we are with another Weekly Spew. I'm Lily Howard.
And I'm Jason Arnolds.
And this week we have a lot of important things to talk about.
Oh, yes, we do. First up, Twitter fights. Oh, boy.
If any of you are really involved with the City High Twitter community, you know that lately there has been more than one, actually not just lately, in general, across the entire world, there occasionally is a Twitter fight.
Yeah, in this past weekend, I don't know, and last week, there were quite a few, actually, right?
And really, Jason and I were talking about it, and we, or at least I think, that if you have a problem with someone, or if you feel the need to state your opinion that could be a little bit controversial, maybe you should just state it verbally and not on the webosphere.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, I mean, I understand when people post their opinions on Twitter. That's kind of what Twitter's for.
Exactly.
But if you're going to say something offensive that's going to offend some people, you probably shouldn't say it. And then, if you have a problem with what someone said, like you don't agree with their opinion,
you should probably just talk to them straight up.
Yes, like replying to their tweet, and then you just get into this big mess, and just no one wants to read it. There's no need for it to be public, you know?
Yeah. And also, there's a lot of really inappropriate things on Twitter, wouldn't you say, just on a daily basis? Things that you really wouldn't want your teachers, your friends, your future bosses, or not your friends, your parents.
Unless your parents are your friends. Oh, lovely world.
Anyway. You wouldn't really want them seeing it. And so I think that when you find one specific thing that is bad, that there you in no way should really bring the Twitter world up in school.
Yeah, and I mean, but I'm also a believer in it's your Twitter, you can say what you want, you know?
Exactly.
Freedom of speech. But there are probably going to be repercussions depending on what you say. But that being said, I don't think someone should get punished for stating their opinion.
Exactly. Personally, I think that Twitter is something that's completely separate from the whole educational world that we live in. Just like, you don't really have your teachers checking your Facebook or, like, even, like, Pinterest, Wanalo, all those websites where you're posting things about yourself. People don't really monitor those, so I don't really see why Twitter should be any different.
Yeah, so keep your Twitter world and all social networking world separate from your school world. I think that's a good thing to do.
And your real world in general. Yeah. Just not intertwine these two spheres of your life. Next up, we have our
Totally YouTubular
segment. And this week, this is a real gem. And just to warn you, it is censored, so there is like one inappropriate word, but it's bleeped out, so.
And it's the internet, so it's at your own free will.
Right, so if that is gonna offend your sensibilities, just keep it on the DL.
And get some new sensibilities.
Honestly.
Seriously, people.
Yeah. And it's called Dollar Shave Club, and don't get at me if this is really old, because I just discovered it, and I think it's hilarious.
And you know, sometimes the classics on the YouTubes, those are the best.
Right.
Like, I'm still a big fan of Charlie Bit My Finger, you know?
Exactly.
That's a good one.
And it's basically just an ad for this DollarShaveClub.com. I don't actually know if it's a real thing, but the ad is pretty darn funny. So look it up and watch it.
Cool. Next topic. We're going to talk about a big thing going on at City High right now. Losing the boot.
Oof.
Boot.
Darn.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, so as basically all of you know, unless you live under a rock, we lost the boot last Friday. And we're not about to go and, like, criticize our football team because I think they did a good job.
They are doing their best. They're doing good.
Exactly.
You know? It's just, Wes, they're really good this year. There's no doubt about it.
They're really good. And honestly, it's all right that we lost because we've had it, what, like, a bazillion times?
Yeah, I think, like, the record's, like, 31 for us and, like, 13 or something for them.
Yeah. And
so, you know, like, obviously, we all know who deserves the boot regularly.
And there's all these people from West High who are
God.
The boot is finally coming home.
It's like, okay, the boot cannot be going home if you've only had it, like, little than half as much as we have, you know?
Exactly.
It's,
and a lot of people talk about how, like, we're all the same city. We should all love each other. And it's just kind of a silly rivalry. But honestly, I hate
them. No. That is bullcrap. Bullcrap.
Right. So if you think that, you are wrong. Because they are...
There is a rivalry, and a rivalry is healthy, you know?
Yes.
But, I'm just saying, this kind of goes back to the Twitter thing, you know?
Yeah.
There's all this crap on Twitter right now, like, oh my god, the boot is home. Oh my god, we're from West. The boot is finally home.
Hooray,
no,
West.
This is basically, this is how I see it. It's like a divorce settlement, you know?
Right.
And the boot is our child. Now, we, as City High, have full custody, except every once in a while on the weekends, West gets to have it, you know?
Exactly.
See,
we're like the one who birthed the boot.
We birthed that damn boot.
And...
can I say that?
I don't know. But, yeah. And it's ours. So they can just back
off. But I will be sad in the gym foyer not seeing the boot on the thing.
Honestly, I never noticed in the first
place. You never noticed
so...
And, you know, it is kind of a crappy old trophy. But I think we'll see... Next year, I think it's going to come back home.
Yeah, but we still got the pin.
We still got the king and queen pin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
suck on that one. I
so
really can't say that.
There you go. All right, next up we have a very special profile. And this is a segment we're going to be calling Monsieur Sassipan.
Sassy.
Yeah, and it's the beloved and familiar...
Mikael Curtis.
Hi guys, it's Mikael. Well, I guess for today we're going to talk about what makes someone funny. Now, I myself find myself quite funny. I'm freaking hilarious. I'm pretty good.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Anyway, but we are also going to touch base on what makes someone not funny, which is actually a very easy topic. You see, what makes someone not funny? Number one, when you tell a joke and you get people to laugh, move on from the joke.
Don't tell it again.
No.
Oh, that's the worst.
It makes me sick. It's like the eggplant went to the fridge because it was hungry. People laugh. And then you go, it was really hungry. It's funny.
So you're just saying, let the joke be,
yes.
You know, it's about timing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, especially when you're in the, like, different kind of group of people, but there's still a few who carry over from the last group you were with, and you tell the joke again, and they just, no, it's not okay.
It's not at all. Number two, make sure your jokes are appropriate for the environment.
What is an example of an inappropriate joke?
Oh my gosh. Can we do this?
Can we say this?
So, say if you're at a teacher's convention and you say, wow, those teachers, they're the worst. That is a joke that is inappropriate.
No, you're probably
for
not funny at all.
Exactly.
Now, what is an appropriate joke for an appropriate situation?
An appropriate joke for an appropriate situation. Usually, you should be surrounded by people who have a sense of humor. You should not be in church and make a God joke. That probably will not fly very well. But if you want to make a nice little crack at the atheist or something, I'm sure that'll be good.
That's just offensive.
Well, yeah, but still.
But yeah, like, I get what you're saying. Like, don't make a black joke in front of, like...
I mean, in Kmart. I mean,
it's okay. We can't say that.
I have to edit that one out.
Moving on. So, but what makes someone... Like, what would you give tips to someone struggling... With
who's not very
joke.
Funny?
Yeah. What would you tell them? What would make them more funny as this humor expert you say you are?
Find what makes the other person laugh or what makes the audience or the people laugh.
Yeah.
Once you find that, it should be smooth sailing from then on.
Okay. So
thanks.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. It was good.
You know, I feel like we'll have you on the show some more.
Monsieur Sassy Pants.
Monsieur Sassy Pants could be a reoccurring
theme.
So, goodbye, Monsieur Sassy Pants. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to go beyond the island.
Okay, so, here to end the segment today, we have my favorite.
Just remember.
If you're going to the fall play,
listen closely.
Because you could very well just edumacate yourself.
All right, and here we are signing off.
So. Oh, I hate this part. She's so sad.
Goodbye, listeners.
Goodbye, and tune in next week. Remember to share this page on Facebook. Do whatever you gotta do on
Tell
the
your
social
grandma.
Network. Tell your mama.
Tell your grandma's mama.
Tell your auntie Emmy.
Oh.
Now
that's yeah, okay.
Anyway, tell people, listen in. It would be great. So, to end the show, we have our world famous and Grammy Award winning
jingle.
So, please enjoy. Yeah, the weekly spew, we're spewing, and we spew with all the luck as we're doing.